Blog Talk Radio.
This is the year of the soldier. This is, you know, stand up or fall back. You know, I don't really have time to be worried about whether you fuck with me or whether you don't. You know, I own a brand called Zero Fucks. Like, do you think that I give a fuck whether you fuck with me or not? I fuck with you. We have a million other things that we could be talking about, we could be doing, and right now I think that my duty is to other human beings. You don't gotta fuck with me, I fucks with me. You know what I'm saying? These people that buy my brand, they fucks with me. You think that I see you because of you're in such pain that you see, you think that everybody sees how much in pain you are. Because I'm coming out a little bit stronger this year. Like, I'm guillotining everybody. People that are coming to me to help, healing, they don't that. They literally, they're right here.
All right, y'all. I am finally back on air. It is September 4, 2018. It is Tell the Truth Tuesday, and today's show is called Take Your L and Go. So I've been off air because I promised you guys I was going to get back on air. And like I told you, there's well over 200 and something episodes, if you want to see who I really am, that you can go back and listen to. But there was an unexpected death in my family unit. There's been a lot of turmoil these last couple of weeks, so I've been traveling all over the place, and I really didn't want to get on the air with that energy because it was an energy of a protective space, sadness, and just, you know, just making sure that everybody in my circle is okay. And so some people get on air, get online, and they solicit for pity, woe is me, and post pictures and all that other shit. And I'm just not one of those people. So I do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. And I'm a protector, provider, and just most of all, I'm a writer. So certain things are not for public viewing when it's taking a very private toll. And so, you know, even I sometimes have to realize that I have to take my lumps as well as my L's and go. And there's nothing left to explain or to be done. And you just tuck your tail. You realize you lost or are defeated, and in that moment, and you try to recover. And so summer is just about over. Autumn, you know, fall is about changes. And I always like to remind people that it's never too late. Say, fuck this, fuck that, and fuck you, and just go. And especially when you did all that you could, there's no shame in that. So we get the news that there was a death, and so as a result, I had to do some traveling. So it's funny because we were supposed to be at Afropunk that weekend in Brooklyn, so my whole family was going up there, my son, all of us were going, and we were unable to make that trip because of this death in the family. So I ended up, you know, rushing to the scene, you know, making sure that everything was okay, doing what needed to be done, okay, like I always do. And unfortunately, you know, there was a lot of sadness and a lot of eye-openers during the trip that caused me to go back into my protective Cancerian shell and really just worry about me and mine. And I say that because I very rarely ask people for help, you know, and it's not, I'm not talking financial, I'm just talking about just help in general. And so I do everything on my own. And so when someone can't just take a moment out of their day to make a phone call or to do something that I asked them to do, I'm very, very fucking offended by this. I'm very offended. Also, during this time, some information came out that I was engaged, okay? Now, I don't give a fuck about that, but I want to be clear, okay? This will be literally my 7th engagement. I am well into my 40s, okay? I was engaged twice to 2 of the same men, so 4 of those are to the, you know, two people. What people don't understand is an engagement is literally just a man saying, look, taking you off the market the proper way. I'm speaking for you, you're spoken for, and, you know, we're trying to move forward and build together. So I never understood an 8-year engagement, a 5-year engagement. Really, you do whatever you want, but just to me, an engagement means, like, playtime is over, and I'm going to stop doing the douchebag shit that I'm doing, and I want you to stop doing the whole-ass shit that you're doing, if you're doing that, and we're going to try to build. So me getting engaged, let's be clear, I'm still motherfucking single across the board. If something was to happen to me right now, the person that I was with or am with or might be with, whatever, he gets nothing, okay? Just like if something was to happen to me or to him, I get nothing. Unless, until he put my name on all that paperwork, the deeds, and, you know, because there's several houses between us that are involved and whatever, whatever. But I always, because a lot of dudes think that just because you put a ring on somebody's finger that means that she's, no, you're not married. Just like y'all be on the internet portraying to be fucking single and you're fucking not and putting hard eyes and doing shit like that. You're functioning like you're not married, so I'm going to function that way too. Now, I'm not saying that as my own personal situation. I'm just saying until I'm married, I'm motherfucking single, okay? I would never let my fiancé, boyfriend, or anybody, again, in life, get too comfortable to think that they could just do whatever the fuck they want to do and I'm just going to be there. Bitch, I don't have to talk to you. I don't have to do anything. And so there was a lot of turmoil because somebody, you know, gave some information to somebody and said, oh, Denise is engaged. And they're like, wow, that's crazy. Because then I'm thinking to myself, why would this person say, wow, that's crazy? Like, motherfucker, you had a shot. You blew it. You chose to do something else. Take your L and go. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't matter that I didn't tell you that I'm engaged. I don't have to tell anybody that. Okay. I don't have a ring on my motherfucking finger. My ring is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Frost & Company in the Clark Building. Okay, so until that ring, with all its splendor and glory and diamonds and darkness, is paid for and on my hand, it doesn't matter. I still function as a respectable woman. I still function like, yes, I'm single, but I am spoken for. Okay? I didn't make the announcement, and yeah, there was a lot of rumors going on around about it, but I just think that me being engaged is none of nobody's motherfucking business. Now, when I get married, that's different. I'll tell y'all all day, I'll change my name, I'll do all that other stuff. But I don't think that there's a thing that men do when they're engaged. Like, do you men go on your pages and be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm engaged so you can stop these big bitches from fucking talking to you? No, you don't. So I'm not going to do that either. One thing I'm not going to do in my 40s is get the shit played out of me. I'm not fucking doing that. Okay, so you guys can get mad because I didn't talk about my engagement. And it's because really one of the reasons is I'm not trying to be out here embarrassed like you bitches do. You bitches be getting embarrassed on a regular day-to-day motherfucking basis trying to flash your ring at somebody and your motherfucker dude be in this one's DMs, he over there eating this one's ass and pussy, this one at your house when you at work, you know, it, like, all got people around your kids and shit like that. Like, yeah, this motherfucker not finna embarrass me like that. Now, I'm not saying, listen, across the board, I'm not saying that that's my issue. My dude don't even have kids. What I'm saying is that I've seen it done a million times. So I'm not the type of broad to get on the radio and the internets and, you know, be like, yeah, and, you know, I'm better than somebody else, like the OG Shabazz said. You're not better than nobody else because you married, and you're not worse than nobody else because you're not. Because that title can change real fucking quick. I have gone from fiancé back to somebody single with no ring real quick because that's what I chose to do because I got tired of people's shit. And I didn't have to give nobody an explanation. I didn't have to do nothing. 90% of you broads, when you get the ring, let's keep it G, you only got the ring because he fucked up. It wasn't that he just loved you so much. My homeboy Jeff just got engaged. Jeff loved his girl so much. He took this motherfucker to the Adirondack Mountains, climbed up the fucking mountain. He ain't skinny, proposed to her, you know what I'm saying? And she said, yeah, now they only been dating about, I think they've been together maybe a cool year. Him and Kelly been together a year. And as soon as they got down off the mountain, she started making the plans. That's how it goes. You know, when you're older, all these titles and shit like that, that shit don't mean nothing to me. The only title I give a fuck about is the ones to these houses and cars. That's what I care about. I don't really care about, you know, anything else. So forgive me if I didn't tell people that I was engaged, because I'm single until I'm married. And I know my dude listen to the show. He know how I feel about the shit. So he's a grown-ass man. He knows what he has to do in order to make me comfortable, in order to say, like, okay, as far as, like, the fucking and stuff is concerned, that's never been an issue. But for me, you have to put my name on shit or else I feel uncomfortable, okay? So if we're already married in business, that's a good way to start running a business together, having documents and stuff with the name on it so that we share some type of financial responsibility. If you didn't do that for me, I don't know why you would be shocked, amazed, or upset that I'm choosing to be with somebody that's upwardly mobile and can afford to help take care of me and my son, and in return I could do the same for him. So this funeral business literally put me in the state of, like, we really just don't have much time here. Okay, we really don't. And we out here fucking around, dealing with people, we got a second guess. If I even got to think that you doing some disrespectful shit, I don't need you. I literally would rather be sitting in a mountain somewhere, sunning myself at a pool, by myself with my own money, than to be worried about what the next, you know. And another thing, don't ever come and ask me about no dude that go home to another broad and don't claim you. That's her problem. Don't do that to me. Because I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And I don't owe nobody no explanation as to why I did this person like this, or why I don't talk to this motherfucker over here, or why this situation over here, and why me and this person ain't friends. I don't owe nobody the explanation. The bottom line is, I'm in my bag, love. I don't care. I don't care about none of this shit. Death will bring a lot of shit out of people. And I've already lost my homegirl this year. And let me just give you an example. So her son got some issues going on. I honestly don't see nobody stepping up to the plate. Now, I just took the young man school shopping, okay, a little short, you know, just to make sure he was good for when he started first couple weeks. Where's all the energy that was at the funeral when everybody was just hooting and hollering and falling out, talking about we're going to always be a family and everybody's going to always be together? Nah, people need money to take care of stuff, you know. I have, you know, issues with, you know, my ex-husband that now I have, I'm in a situation, you know, with our son that he's going to have to take an L and go. He is. And I be too nice to you hoes. That's the problem. I be too nice. And the reason I'm too nice is because I'm so busy with the 8 motherfucking businesses and jobs and shit that I have, and including being a mother. That's not including being a mother, that I don't stop to think, like, this person is trying to fucking play me. That person is trying to use me. This person is getting the fuck over right now. This person is slandering my name. I need to call the attorney, send a cease and desist. Like, this is the shit that I had to come home to. Okay? If you don't have trust in any of your relationships, you don't have nothing. And there's a lot of you motherfuckers that have misused my trust and that I just don't trust anymore. And so from that moment that I don't trust you, one of you, it was July of 2017. The other one, it was just recently that I peeped the situation. I was like, I don't trust this motherfucker. And so I function accordingly. Denise is going to always do what's best for Denise and her family. And if you're not part of the family and you're not trying to see me in a better position with my child, with my businesses, you have to fucking go. I don't give a fuck who you are. If you are not contributing to my lifestyle in the way that I have contributed to yours, reciprocity, I don't give a fuck what you do. It's motherfuckers out here. Yo, I just watched a video when I came home. Dude got shot in the head, another one got shot in the chest, and somebody's video recording the shit. Like, you see what I'm saying? Life is too short for me to be fucking unhappy. I am one of the very few women. I don't need a man to make me happy. I don't need a woman to make me happy. I don't need any exterior force to make me happy but myself. That's not to say I don't need a man. I don't need this. I don't need that. I like dick. I like penis. I do. Okay? But if that penis is attached to a motherfucker that eternally and ethereally is causing me problems, does not treat people right, you know, doesn't address the wait staff properly, doesn't take care of his family, doesn't take care of his kids, or doesn't, you know, or this is my favorite because we forget this one. With the same mouth that you use to tell a woman that you wet every single day that you love her, the same mouth that be on another bitch's toto. You love this motherfucker so much you cheat on her every day. You see what I'm saying? Like, these are situations that have to go, and nobody has to have an ex. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you did to me in 1997, and I told you that I forgave you. I don't care. I could wake up today and be like, I decided I ain't fucking with you, and that's how it goes. There's a lot of women that we are taught to endure situations because we think that time means loyalty. It fucking doesn't. It doesn't. I have lost 2 30-year friendships because of disloyalty, because of dumb, stupid fuck shit, because of disloyalty. And I was never disloyal to them. I still consider, you know, one of them my family. I still consider them, you know, them my people. Whatever they call, whenever they need, what you need, I'm here. Okay? But that doesn't mean that I have to talk to you. So people get disenfranchised into thinking that, you know, because there's an issue, we have to argue or we have to have beef. No, I could just distance myself and just don't fuck with you. Somebody said to me, oh, you blocked me because you got a boyfriend now and you trying to. No, I blocked you because you're fucking toxic. I don't feel like, I'm not your fucking secretary. I don't feel like waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning and I just got home at 4 and went to bed at 5 from running my other businesses. For me to having to run around the city and around the world to do stuff for you, and you not in a position to do a motherfucking thing for me and ain't did shit for me since last year. I'm not in the business of doing that. And so one day I woke up and I said, I'm going to stop. I'm over it. And that's what it was. You know, we also have to stop over-exaggerating our places in people's lives. You may be so important to somebody, and to that somebody, that you ain't shit to them. And I woke up feeling like that for a long time in a lot of my friendships and in a lot of my relationships. And it shouldn't be like that. Nobody should ever feel like they're alone and they got somebody laying next to them, or that they're alone and they can pick up the phone and call somebody. Or that because of decisions and stuff that they made that you're being judged for and being punished because you tried to help somebody else. My intentions across the board are always going to be good. I'm always going to want to see people do well. Even if I don't like you, bitch, let me tell you something. Because you're a female, I'm going to want to see you succeed and do better than what you did. I came across, and this is on God, a situation the other day. And somebody needed somebody that was licensed in XYZ to do some shit. Crazy, because I don't even talk to this broad, and I don't even like her, and she don't like me, but I like her as a human. You know what I mean? As a woman, I could see, you know, why she wouldn't like me. I get it. But there was a situation that came across my desk, and I thought to myself, this woman will be the perfect person for the job because I know she bought her little paper. But then I said, but you know what? Due to the fact that we have this in common or that we don't have in common, I can't, you know, make contact with her because of the level of pettiness. And so if pettiness is going to get in the way of me getting my pennies, you have to go. You know, and that's just the situation that we as women put ourselves in because that, you know, somebody is trying to do something to somebody. Girl, get your money and go. You know, if your dude out here behaving less savory, and like I said, my dude ain't above doing the bullshit. I'm sure he has done some fuck shit. You understand what I'm saying? But he gonna do what he needs to do until he gets caught. That's what all men do. I don't never give these men too much credit. I don't. You're supposed to be faithful. You don't get extra credit because you were. Okay, but being unfaithful is bigger than just calling chicks and going to coffee and having lunch with them. No, being faithful across the board means you don't play about your Denise at all. Like, you not talking shit about me, you ain't going to let nobody else talk shit about me, and that's just the way it goes. And a lot of you cats get into this bitch-assness and this pussification of men where you talk shit about the girl's ass that you just ate the day before. Like, you cannot do that. And you women, like I said, and I'm so disgusted by this practice, you listen. A dude got one time to post a picture of his broad and be in my DMs. I'm be like, do your girl know you in my DMs? Do, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, and what the men don't understand is in that moment, you made that woman feel like she was more powerful than your chick. That's what you did. And y'all just be thinking it's just innocent. Oh, it's just the internet. You know how many motherfucking dudes I've met off the internet and was in full-blown relationships? We could take it all the way back to MySpace. Okay? So don't ever say that the internet is just innocent. No, people get on planes, trains, and automobiles. People get money. If you're not on the internet to get no money and you just there to be social. But if you're not on there using the internet as a tool, you foolish. And so sometimes, like I said, you got to take your L and go. Y'all, I did a backyard show for y'all today, so it's like a helicopter or some shit going on right now. But sometimes you got to take your L and go. You have to take the fact that you did somebody completely dirty. They not so much are returning the favor, but, you know, they want to live their life. And everybody has the right and deserves to do that. You cannot think that time means loyalty. I've known my dude since 2010. We didn't start, you know, we didn't have no dealings for years, you know, and then this situation literally just happened. So I'm going to reiterate it for you again. I am single until I'm married. And he know that, and I know that, and everybody else know that. That doesn't mean that he gets to stop working towards being a better him and being, you know, better for me and being a better us just because we're engaged. Nah, you don't. I don't got no ring on my finger. So for all y'all that was like, oh, you know, I have never portrayed myself to be anything other than loved. So that means that if it was this dude over here that loves me or that dude over here that loved me, it don't matter. That was none of your business. I have never portrayed myself to be anything other than love. You would be very silly to think that I'm just walking around here with all my real stuff, titties, edges, eyebrows, and lashes, and just nobody don't give a fuck about me. Nobody love me. Nobody want to be with me. Don't ever think that. You would be very silly to think that. And especially being engaged, we have to remind our men sometimes, like, I don't have to fucking talk to you either. You know what I'm saying? Do I want to start all over? Of course not. You know, but at the same time, I go where the love is. And so to whoever, the, you know, was upset about it, I went where the love was. If you've given somebody an opportunity over and over again, whether it's in your family or whether, you know, it's in your interpersonal relationship to see where the love is and the love wasn't there, you have a responsibility to yourself to take that L and say, I allowed this person to treat me a certain way, and even though I love this person, I have to go because this situation no longer suits me and it's only one-sided for them. People will take what they need from you all the time, just like we take from the earth and don't give back. I'm not a fucking apple tree. You have to give back to me. If I'm giving for you, you have to give back to me at some point in my darkest time and when I need it. And some of you were ill-equipped to do that. Just constant drama and just fucking issues. So in leaving relationships, sometimes we take our L and go too. And I'm going to wrap up the show with that. Guys, thank you for being patient with me. Like I said, I'm about to get off Spreaker.com just because it's not working out with my Raging Reiki studio. If you guys are on Facebook, you can follow me at Raging Reiki. And if you guys are on Instagram, my page is open. You can follow me at miss.d.scott. All right, guys, I will talk to you next week. I'm promising, I swear to God, it's September 11th. I have two meetings next week. I'll definitely be online with you guys. Much love, guys. Bye.